Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. We're on KVOI on this Friday, January 25th, 2013. Hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to a nice weekend. Going to get a little rain here in southern Arizona. We certainly need that. I am Bill Buckmaster, and we thank you for choosing our show. We're live Monday through Friday at noon on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We try to make it very easy for you if you can't listen to the program live. After the program, within an hour or so of its conclusion, we post to three different websites, buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com. There's also now a link at the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun website, that's gvnews.com, and blogforarizona.com also has a link to the show on their homepage. Our Friday Focus interview today is with State Representative Steve Smith, a Republican from the community of Maricopa in the legislative district, which is a very huge one, legislative district number 11. It runs from Northwest Metro Tucson area in the south to Maricopa County in the north. Joining me to question Representative Smith, Linda Valdez, editorial writer from the Arizona Republic, is with us. If you would like to join in the conversation at any time during the program today, if you have a question or comment for Representative Smith, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, that number 790-2040. Our Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. State Representative Smith joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Representative Smith, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, sir. I appreciate the time.
Well, we're delighted to have you on the show today. As you know, the media is all over you this week for what they characterize as wacko or nutso legislation that you're planning to sponsor or co-sponsor. A couple of examples: making enforcement of federal gun laws illegal, trying to reimburse or get reimbursement for former State Senator Russell Pierce for his recall expenses, and requiring all graduating high school students to take a loyalty oath to defend the U.S. Constitution. I assume you would take issue with reporters that say this is wacko stuff.
I would, and the last bill is not mine, the loyalty oath bill. That's Representative Thorpe, and so I think they've attached everything they could to me, but no, that is not my bill.
Are you co-sponsor of that loyalty oath bill?
I am, but you know, when he wrote it, you know, he knew he was going to have to change it a little bit, and you know, we even talked about, hey, you can't do this. I just said, I support the idea where you're coming from, whereas kids just might want to, you know, learn and recite the Constitution, but certainly not as a prerequisite to graduate or anything like that. And Mr. Thorpe's aware of that, and so he's making those changes.
Well, what do you say, though, to reporters who say this is really crazy stuff?
Well, relating to my bills, I say you're crazy for thinking they're crazy. I mean, let's take them one at a time if you want. I mean, the first bill, our Second Amendment bill, as I call it, listen, all that bill does, it basically says thanks but no thanks to the federal government if they feel like they want to just come on in here and start abusing our Second Amendment rights as it relates to magazine clip limits, so-called assault weapon bans, and like a national registration for our guns. Now, don't forget now, we're up to about, I think, anywhere between 12 to 18 states have adopted or are adopting similar language. So this is not nutso Arizona. This is not offbeat legislation. I think this is a movement in the nation saying, no, we're not going to go like this. We still have a Second Amendment, and especially when all this is in regard to a presidential or executive order that has no bearing. You cannot, as much as our president wants to think he can change the Constitution, especially with an executive order, that's not going to happen on our watch.
Okay, let me turn it over to Linda Valdez, Representative Smith from the Arizona Republic. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Representative Smith. How are you? I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's good to have a chance to talk with you. I wanted to come back to one of the other measures that Bill mentioned, which is the reimbursement for Russell Pierce. That's come in for an awful lot of criticism. This wasn't money out of his pocket. And I'm just really curious as to what productive purpose it serves for you to reintroduce this bill again. This is the second time you've tried to do this. Why should Arizonans be reimbursing him for money that for expenses that were paid from donations? They didn't come from his pocket.
Okay. So first and foremost, this bill does not talk or does not allocate a penny or cent anything to Russell Pierce or to anybody that has or will be recalled. And the reason the bill is being ran, and this is what the media fails to report, which drives me nuts, and that's the nutso part of the, you know, of the reporting. When you pick up your Arizona's constitution, the Arizona constitution tells us what we need to do when somebody is recalled. It doesn't say, hey, it's a good idea. It doesn't say you guys might want to think about doing something like this. Article 8, Section 6 of the Arizona constitution says basically the sections before talk about a recall, and then Article 8, Section 6 says, if and when a recall happens, the legislature shall, and that's the word, shall enact laws to facilitate the reimbursement of expenses. Now, all that means is anybody that's recalled can, according to the Constitution, submit their quote-unquote expenses to the legislature. Now, the legislature can still deny them. So they're going to be viewed as any other money bill or any other appropriation that the state goes through. So if a person is recalled, as the Constitution tells us to do, that a law needs to be in order so that person can submit their expenses. At which time the legislature can say, I think those expenses are bogus. They can use some of the terminology that you use. I don't think you're entitled to them, but they can say whatever they want. But it doesn't mitigate the fact that the law needs to be passed as the Constitution stipulates.
Well, you mentioned that this doesn't apply to any single person, but clearly the dates in there, it's intended to apply retroactively, and there's only one person that it would apply to, which is Russell Pierce. And
okay,
he did
but he's
not,
the only person. But he's the only person that's been recalled. So
right,
he
but he did not.
Bill.
He did not pay those expenses. Those expenses were from donations. So if Arizona were to reimburse him, what's he going to do with the $261,000? Is that going in his pocket?
Okay, so good question, but not my concern and not my care. And that is up to the legislature or the appropriation committees or whoever would get the expense report in front of them. I am not here to refute or deny who's entitled to what, how much they should get, or where the money should come from. That has nothing to do with me. You could be 100% accurate on everything you just said. It does not mitigate the fact that the Constitution requires the legislature to do this. Now, what happens afterwards, or whatever settlement is made, or whatever appropriation is made or not made, or whatever expense is filed or not, I don't care. I have no stake in the game. I could care less.
But you
but
do
doesn't
have a
take away my responsibility.
Don't you have a stake in the game as to what happens to taxpayers' money?
Yeah, but I'm not making that decision. I'm not on the Appropriations Committee. So if and when that law ever passes, and if and when that expense report, remember, the person has to file the expense report. The law just allows them, as the Constitution tells us to do, it gives them the vehicle in which they want to file it. Russell Pierce has never told me that he has any intention of filing the expense report. What if he never does? It doesn't take away what our job is, which is to follow the Constitution. He did not ask me to run this bill the first time. He did not ask me to run it this time. Obviously it has something to do with Russell Pierce because he's the guy that got recalled. But I told people this. You have two Democrat lawmakers in the House that shamefully had to resign last year. And I tell people this. If they didn't resign, but they were recalled, I would be in the exact same position I am today supporting this bill because it's not about any one person. I mean, it is because that person happened to get recalled, but it's about the Constitution. And when the Constitution mandates, mandates us to do something, I was in the room about a week and a half ago when we all, you know, stood there and took the oath and raised our hand and said, I will defend the laws and the Constitution of Arizona.
You haven't gotten much support from the others who took that oath, though. You don't have a lot of support for this bill. Even your seatmate is not supporting this bill, as I understand.
Okay, but hey, people can vote however they want to vote. But I felt, as somebody who is a strict constitutionalist, that when the Constitution tells you you have to do something, that I do it.
Nope.
Now, the only reason it came the second time is because I believe it was the very last bill in a conference committee that got rammed down in the last day of session last year. And this time I want to give people actually time to discuss it, to look at it, to see the merit of it. If they don't want to vote for it, don't vote for it.
Representative Steve Smith is with us, Republican from Maricopa. He is in the State House of Representatives from District 11. When we continue, there's still much more to talk about with Representative Smith. This is the Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show. Linda Valdez and Bill Buckmaster with you, talking with Representative Smith as we continue.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peek.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi.
Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
The time really flies by, doesn't it, here on our Friday Focus interview. And in case you are joining us for the first time on Friday, I'm usually, and always actually, joined by one of our contributors, our reporter contributors. This week it is Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic. You can find our full list of contributors to the Buckmaster Show, about 24 people who regularly contribute to this program, on our website, buckmastershow.com. Republican Representative Steve Smith from District 11, that's a huge district, from Marana, Oro Valley, all the way up to Maricopa County, is with us. We've been talking about some of the legislation he has introduced. I want to go back now, Representative Smith, begin about talking about the budget. How wide is this gulf that we're hearing between the governor's budget and the Republican lawmakers?
Well, you know, there's really no telling this point in the game, because it is still fairly early. Matter of fact, we haven't, at least in the House yet, had our small budget negotiation groups yet, and so I think there's still going to be a little bit of time until all that finds itself to bear out. However, I think, as is every year, there's always going to be an impasse of some degree, some sort. So I think, again, like every year, we'll figure out what's best and hopefully do what's best for Arizona. I mean, the only thing I can comment on the last 2 years, when I was in the Senate, we were in the midst of billion-dollar deficits, and because of two great budgets we put out for the last 2 years, Arizona is fiscally sound, structurally balanced for 2015, and now we have $450 million in a rainy day fund. I mean, we really turned our state budget around, and I'll just, you know, tell your listeners, rest assured, I and my seatmate, many others like me, are going to continue to fight to preserve fiscal responsibility, in this state.
Before I give it back to Linda, a little follow-up question. Is there a sticking point that really jumps out at you, a difference between the governor's budget and what some of your colleagues are talking about, that really kind of jumps to the forefront?
Well, there is a little thing called the Medicaid expansion.
I wondered.
To the tune of several $1 billion over the next few years. So I think you could classify that as a little sticky point, yes.
Yeah, and that seems to would be the major opposition, that particular item.
I think that will, in large part, be the biggest debated point. That's going to remain to be seen, but certainly that's going to have the biggest impact when you look at spending on the budget. And dollars flowing through the state and management thereof. So that certainly is going to be a big issue discussed. And I hope there's a way that we can resolve it. We're all sides are happy.
Okay, here's Linda Valdez of the Republic.
Yes, I just to follow up a little bit on the Medicaid, on the Medicaid expansion. The governor is proposing an assessment on hospitals that she says will cover Arizona's share of that, so there wouldn't be no cost to the state. And she also says that there's an escape clause. If the feds ever stop reimbursing at the rate they promise, that Arizona can get out of it. Are those at all convincing to you as safeguards against any kind of future expansion in the cost of this?
You know, I appreciate the governor's willingness to try to foresee problems that we know are going to happen, and I appreciate her willingness to try to include solutions to those problems. I'm not a man for taxes, so the bed tax you spoke of is the first one that I think they were discussing last year too, but that never came about. So I don't know that I'm entirely in favor of that. And then when you talk about the escape clause, it's funny, you know, my seatmate and I, Adam Quasman, were in an interview yesterday, and he made a good point. He said, "When's the last time you ever had an escape clause or a clawback clause, so to speak, in any federal program in the history of our government that ever worked?" You know, when you talk about something so enormous as Obamacare or Medicaid to the tune of billions of dollars, and now you have a host of population, hundreds of thousands of people in Arizona on this program, and the federal money dries up, you tell me how easy it's going to be to kick off hundreds of thousands of people who are relying on this health care. I mean, the governor, you know, did that a couple of years ago. Look at the flash she got. That's going to pale in comparison.
Well, what happened recently was the cost of uncompensated care to the hospitals, because those people don't disappear. They just turn up in the emergency rooms. And it's the hospitals that are saying, please do this assessment tax, because they also get money back through that process from the federal government. So what is your solution to the uncompensated care problem
It's funny you mention that, because I have another bill that addresses that. And that is one of the bills that Bill brought up earlier, the hospital bill. You know, listen, first, when you talk about uncompensated care, there's a couple things going on. When we talk about this Medicare expansion, and we're talking about these billions of dollars drawn down from the federal government, I still have a little bit of problem with the notion that, I don't know, we're broke. Our country is broke. There's fiscal cliff. We don't have any money. And I know people like to think that you know, just because we can print money, it's still actually worth something. People still have a philosophical difference of opinion is, just because it's quote-unquote free, it's not free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. So just because the federal government says, hey, we'll give you billions of dollars we don't have, who's still paying for that? Well, it's we, the taxpayer. But I'll digress. When you talk about uncompensated care, one of the bills I have is to count the number of illegal aliens in our hospitals. Now, people will say, well, what does that have to do with it? Well, a very large part of the numbers that we have in place now of that uncompensated care, that big bill that hospitals have, that's about $1 billion a year is what we think the estimate is. A big part of that bill is from the treatment of illegal aliens. Now, the only problem is nobody knows what the number is. When you ask them, well, how many illegal aliens come through your hospital, they say, we don't know. We don't ask. Well, so my bill says, well, let's start asking.
Would this...
And maybe, just maybe, if we actually get a number, and let's say that number comes off, the number turns into X, whatever it is, it'll be hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, over the course of a few years. The first thing I would do is send a bill right up to the federal government and say, you have an unfunded mandate in our state, I want a repayment. Well, that might help the hospitals, wouldn't it?
Would clear out
some of their hospital debt. I would do things like that.
This is HB 2993, which the critics say would turn hospital workers, Representative Smith, into immigration agents.
Right. And again, that's where I turn the table and say that such analysis is wacky. They want to call the bill wacky. Well, that analysis is wacky.
Well,
let me tell you what goes on in an emergency room. When you and I show up to an emergency room, or an illegal alien shows up to an emergency room, guess what happens? We ultimately get handed a clipboard. And what do they say? Insurance, please. Where's your insurance card? Fill the clipboard. I'll fill it out. And they keep asking for this information. Well, so A, they're already doing that job. So we're still having them do that job. If the clipboard comes back blank, and if they say, name, please, no answer. Social Security number, please, no answer. Address, please, no answer. Where do you live, please, no answer. Are you here legally, please, no answer. And they go through 21 pieces of identification or things that they can use to reasonably see, hey, is this person here legally? If they come to the conclusion that, hey, I'm not getting any answers here, and I can reasonably think, I think you and I are all reasonable people in that circumstance, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to do two things. One, you're going to check a box and say, I believe this person's not here legally. And two, you're going to pick up the phone and call local law enforcement. But I would hope people would do that anyways.
If you saw an illegal alien taking advantage of a public service, I hope the person sticks with the phone anyway, call. So they're not turning into ICE agents. They're not detaining people. They're not denying care. They're not strapping them to the beds until the police get there. There is none of that.
We're going to have to run. Representative Steve Smith, thank you very much for spending a half an hour with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Bill and Linda.
Nice to talk with you.
Thanks a lot. That's our Friday Focus interview. Linda Valdez with me on Friday Focus and Representative Steve Smith, Republican from District 11. We've got our Friday Reporters Roundtable. Linda sticks around and Mark Evans joins us from TucsonCitizen.com. And I think this will probably be the topic we'll pick up after this.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He is described by President Obama as a close friend who isn't afraid to deliver straight talk. Mr. Obama today announced that his new chief of staff will be Dennis McDonough, a longtime trusted advisor. Exxon has once again surpassed Apple as the world's most valuable company after the iPhone and iPad maker saw its stock price falter. A Florida appeals court has set aside two of the four convictions Casey Anthony faced for lying to detectives during the investigation into her missing two-year-old daughter. Chicago's string of consecutive days without an inch of snow has come to an end. The city saw just over an inch today for the first time in 335 days. On Wall Street, the Dow up 56 points. The Nasdaq is ahead 22. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. On this Friday, it's time for our Friday Reporters Roundtable featuring local journalists who come in, and we thank them for doing so to talk about the week's top stories. Joining me on the Friday Roundtable, Mark B. Like Boy Evans. He's the administrator of the Gannett Corporation-owned TucsonCitizen.com, which is a community of bloggers of which the Buckmaster Show is a proud contributor. And Linda Valdez, editorial writer for the Arizona Republic. If you have a comment or question, our Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, the Reporters Roundtable presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oral Valley, a true continuing care retirement for community folks who are 55 or better. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Mark Evans joining us now. Mark, good to see you.
Hi, Bill.
And Linda, we had quite a lively session with Republican State Representative Steve Smith, though, talking about what many in the media have characterized as his wacko kind of crazy legislation that he is endorsing or co-sponsoring or sponsoring himself. We kind of left off with HB 2291, Mark Evans, which is in a, It's HB 2993, which would in effect turn hospital workers into immigration agents.
Right. From what he was saying is what he wants is to determine what the effect is on uncompensated care by illegal aliens. People like Representative Smith and former Senator Russell Pierce seem to think that the vast majority of the uncompensated care in Arizona is coming from illegal aliens. But no one really knows the answer because nobody counts. But even if it was as benign as he seems to suggest, that all they have to do is check off a box, yes, I'm in this country illegally, but so what? The hospital still has to treat that person. They can't turn them away at the door.
Right. Don't doctors have an obligation to treat?
Yes, and there's no doctor or nurse who's going to say, oh, well, this person checked this box. Let me call, you know, the Border Patrol.
While the person's bleeding to death.
Right. Because plus, moreover, if the people who are here illegally know that that's what's going to happen when they go to the hospital, they won't go to the hospital. And that can create even more problems for the rest of us who are citizens or are here legally, because then you can start creating, you know, pandemics or epidemics or whatever, because you have all these untreated people. It's just not a, it's just not a responsible bill.
Well, those are some of the problems that would come in if this thing actually got to the implementation stage. But the fact of the matter is that the business community has been fighting these sort of immigration bills since 1070. Very opposed. They were very successful last year in keeping the lid on They don't want to see this kind of stuff. This is just fodder for Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. It's a gift to the people who like to make fun of Arizona and cast us as being this backwater anti-immigrant state. And it's really irresponsible. And it's also very cruel because, as Mark points out, undocumented people are going to be afraid. I mean, and to make someone afraid to take a sick child to the hospital, I really don't think that's what this country is all about. And I sure don't think that's what I want my state to be all about.
And the business community is opposed to these types of bills, not just because of making Arizona a figment of fun, but also a subject of fun, but also because it has an effect on business.
Yes.
There's the report that came out that said SB 1070 had a serious effect on the convention business in both Phoenix and Tucson.
Yeah, they have hard dollars and cents reasons for doing this. It's not humanitarian. It hurts business. It hurts Arizona.
And we're going to talk about that more on the Monday Buckmaster Show. We have the head of the University of Arizona Health System. We'll be getting her opinion on this as well. Now, there also, Representative Smith indicated there is this growing divide between the governor and Representative Smith and some of his colleagues, Linda, over the access program that Governor Brewer surprised a lot of people with on her State of the State address.
Well, there is strong opposition. There's among the Republicans because they are still fighting the fight against Obamacare. I think the governor has been more pragmatic about it. She's seen billions in federal dollars that could come into the state. She's been convinced by the hospital industries and the medical community that have talked to her about uncompensated care and what that's costing them, and the benefit to Arizona's economy to bringing in that kind of federal money, the good it would do for our the people who provide medical services and all the spin-offs thereof. She's going to face a huge fight on that, and I don't know if she's going to succeed unless she gets some Democrats to come along with her, because I would suspect that convincing Representative Smith that this is a good idea would be a very, very difficult task.
And part of the problem is calling it, what's an assessment and what's a tax?
Right. Essentially, in order to pay for the roughly $150-something million cost by adding this extra 33% above the federal poverty line, to take it to 133% of the federal poverty line, is essentially creating a hospital bed tax, which the hospitals have said they're all for, because it doesn't really come out of their pocket. They're going to make all the rest of us pay for it through our insurance rates and our bills for being treated in the hospital. And that's supposed to cover the cost. So it should have zero out on the state budget. But if that assessment is a tax, and I don't see how you could think of it as any other way, the voters a few years ago passed a constitutional amendment that says any tax increase to come out of the legislature needs 2/3 of the vote of the legislature. And because of that, I think that provision is just not going to happen. So then will they pass it without the tax increase, without the assessment, or some kind of voluntary agreement to run a government program where the hospitals voluntarily agree to pay the state's costs? I think that becomes even more problematic and causes more problems for it to be passed. Plus, the governor is also trying to get several other items that have costs with them. We desperately need more CPS investigators and workers. She wants an emergency measure to hire 50 more, plus another 150 after that in future budgets. And she's got some pay-for-performance plan for schools that she once funded. So she's got about a $500 million difference in her projections and the amount of money that's going to be brought into the state over the next 3 years versus what the current Republican leadership has. So there's going to be a lot of give and take on the budget. The access makes the thing that I think she should draw the line in the sand on and give up on the rest, even though we desperately need CPS workers. But, you know, I don't know what her thinking is, whether she's willing to make those types of bargains.
Linda, the Arizona Republic tomorrow will have an editorial kind of going along with some of the things we're talking about with Steve Smith about, as I began that interview, saying that many in the media have characterized what he's doing as nutso, wacko legislation. What's the editorial going to say?
Well, we propose a few questions that lawmakers should ask themselves before they introduce a bill, or since more than 650 of them have already been introduced.
Already?
Before they vote on something.
650 bills.
These are the small government people.
Jeez.
One of the questions is it productive? Another question, which goes directly to some of what Mr. Representative Smith is doing, is does this benefit more than one person? Did the bill grow out of a single anecdote, which one of his other bills that requires high school students, or all students say the Pledge of Allegiance every day, apparently grew out of an incident where one student says she felt ridiculed because she stood up to say the pledge and no one else did. Well, that's bad manners, and you know, but school discipline should really not be a matter of legislating. And another one of the questions that we think legislators should ask themselves is this a canned bill from a national advocacy group that mm-hmm. puts out model legislation? Because our state is a unique state. We have our own needs. They should be writing their own bills.
All right. Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic, Mark Evans of TucsonCitizen.com. There is no shortage of lists that Mr. Smith has been very busy with.
The one thing that cracks me up is the Pledge of Allegiance bill. The way he made the amendment in his introduced version, my strict reading of that is that he has screwed it up. And he's probably going to need to amend that language if he'd like to get it passed. The way he's changed it, the way it's said, is that the requirement is that schools, K through 12, public schools, must set aside time to say the Pledge of Allegiance if a student chooses. And what he's taking out is if they wish, or if the chooses language. And then inserting a sentence that says, although parents could opt out if they wish. But if you read the words, the way that he's amended it, it's simply requiring districts to set aside time. There's no requirement that anybody say the Pledge of Allegiance. So even when he's trying to make people more patriotic, he didn't use the language well, and he screwed it up.
So the students would need permission from their parents to stop saying the pledge, and taking the students who wish, in quotes, students who wish, that part off the books.
Right. So the way it's written is it says schools must set aside time for the saying of the Pledge of Allegiance if a student wishes. And he struck out if a student wishes, right? And then he's added a clause at the end that says, but parents could, if they instruct the school, they can opt their child out of having to say it. But by the way he's done it, all that thing is doing is requiring they set aside time. There's no requirement in the language as it's currently written that anyone say a Pledge of Allegiance, only that there be time set aside for the saying of the pledge.
We could have another moment of silence here for our Pledge of Allegiance time.
Right.
Well, we'll have to see what happens here.
Well, I mean, that's not going to go anywhere. No, he's got no sponsors. I mean, any bill that has no sponsors.
Are any of these going? I've got the list here. Are any of those going anywhere?
A couple of them have sponsors. A couple of them have been assigned to committees. But when they start assigning them to more than one a committee, the chances of it actually passing and getting to the committee of the whole become much slimmer. So many of these are not going to go anywhere.
Only about 2 minutes to go. And Linda and Mark, a new report. I thought this was good news from the federal government. Says women in Arizona are much more likely to be paid on par with men than in most other states. Now, I guess the downside of that is we're a low-wage state to begin
right,
with.
Right.
I mean, it's good that women are making
women are making closer to what men are making, but the reason isn't because we pay women better, it's because we pay men worse. So this is not necessarily good news for anyone.
Well, it's still a good week for women besides that report. Also, women can now join the military and fight in the combat arms as well, which was something we needed to change a long time ago.
Linda, a quick comment about a new poll. More people than ever before, I guess, are favoring a pathway to citizenship for migrants.
I think that's been more popular than a lot of Arizona's legislators wanted to admit for quite some time. When it's presented to people, the situation is presented to people that you have folks who've lived here for a long time, have been law-abiding contributors to the community, are invested in the community. There's no reason why those folks can't be given a pathway to citizenship. I think that is popular with people, and it will continue to be so. It's just that this is such an easy issue to demagogue, and there are some very vocal and effective groups out there that continue to demonize the undocumented folks.
I think that's going to about wrap it up, and that will be our reporters roundtable for this Friday. Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic, Mark Evans of TucsonCitizen.com. I wish you both well and hope you both have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal?
then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Ah, that music signals the weekend on the Buckmaster Show. Weekend Watch is brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, where in historic downtown Silver City will be awash in gourmet chocolate on Saturday, February the 9th. It's the Chocolate Fantasia, featuring 24 purveyors of the sweet stuff. Boy, that's worth a drive over to Silver City, 3.5 hours east of Tucson. A lot of wonderful places to stay in Silver City, including Bear Mountain Lodge, Bear Paw Ranch, and Buckhorn RV Park. Find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org. And here he is with Weekend Watch, the award-winning Tucson publicist and the food and beverage columnist for Inside Tucson Business, Mr. Matt Russell. Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. I just want to know what it's going to take for me to be awash in chocolate. How have I possibly missed that all my life?
I don't know, but if you go over there, and I hope you do, to that Chocolate Fantasia, I don't think you need to eat for a week before you go over there.
I'll go over there, and I'll be sending for my things, it sounds like.
It's Danish, a lot of Danish things going on, kind of Danish weekend here in Tucson.
Yeah, it is, and it's not really the traditional Friday happy hour that you and I talk about on the show, but it was certainly kind of sweet enough to get my attention. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Bill, at Copenhagen over on Fort Lowell Road, the Danish Club of Tucson is going to be hosting a free Danish marzipan and pastry demonstration in celebration of the arrival of the Denmark's men's soccer team, which is going to be here this weekend. Now, this demonstration, as I understand it, is going to include authentic instruction along with free samples of Danish almond bars and the Scandinavian pastry called Kringle.
Oh, yeah.
A real sweet start to the weekend is tonight at 6 at Copenhagen. Now, Bill, have you ever made it over to Denmark in your world travels?
It's on my list. It's on the bucket list. And I know Mona's Danish Bakery is involved in this, and our friend Steve, the owner there.
He's going to be very much involved and part of the faculty there for the demonstration tonight. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be terrific. What's going on with this crazy chef stuff I keep hearing about?
Yeah, believe it or not, another new restaurant has opened in Tucson, and the Crazy Chef opened its doors, 1012 East 6th Street, right by the U of A, and I understand the menu has all the essentials, the salads, sandwiches, burgers and pizzas, even a few breakfast dishes, but I hear that the showstopper, Bill, is the green chili cheddar jalapeno burger, which sounds to me like it has all the basic food groups. Check it out this weekend and try to figure out for yourself what's behind the crazy at the Crazy Chef.
Yeah, I understand you're going to need a forklift to get into that burger. To get into that.
Getting me in the door.
To get into that burger.
Exactly.
And we do talk a lot about happy hour and some adult beverages. There's a beer and barbecue event coming up.
Yeah, you know, and Mondays don't formally qualify for the Weekend Watch, Bill, but sometimes my weekend kind of spills over into Monday, so I thought I'd give some props to the Casino del Sol for their incredible beer and barbecue buffet that they do every Monday For only $19, you can feast on virtually every kind of Q under the sun. This is ribs and chicken and brisket and sausage with only $1 draft beers and all the accompaniments. We can't imagine a better way to start a week, or in my case, end a weekend, than with barbecue at the Casino del Sol.
Well, as they say, it's cocktail hour somewhere. I guess maybe it's weekend somewhere in the world, right?
Absolutely.
Have a good one, Matt. Thanks
you
so much.
Too. Thanks.
All of the guests on the Buckmaster Show provided with a courtesy bottle of water from Culligan, and we're glad that they do, because Culligan offers the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. What is it, folks, about Culligan? I can tell you, it simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, it's the John C. Scott Show. Congratulations to John, the 2013 Golden Mike Award winner from the Tucson chapter of the American Advertising Federation. And Monday morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. And then, you know, the weekend talk here is really special too. Beginning tomorrow morning at 7 to 8 in the morning, it's Phil Cedar. And boy, if you have a gardening question, there is only one person I trust to ask that question to, because he knows all about gardening, Phil Cedar. That's tomorrow from 7 to 8 on KVOI. The Buckmaster Show, a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, our producer, the lovely and talented Rosemary Brandt, I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend. Have a great weekend.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.